Donald and Kimberly Jefferson.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for agricultural machinery and truck repairs to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4.79 acres, more or less, lying at the northeast end of a private road 950 feet northeast of Reynolds Road, being Road 233, approximately 3,000 feet southeast of Road 235A. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of survey and site plan for this application. I have two agency comments, first one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report making reference to conditional use application in the AR district. The road referenced is Reynolds Road from Road 16 to Delaware 1. The annual average daily traffic of this road segment is 286 vehicles per day. The last traffic count, or there's no traffic impact study requested. The present level of service is level of service A and will not change as a result of this application. The information sent to DLDOT to get response stated the same agricultural machinery and truck repairs. Secondly, from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, I have a memorandum received today in reference to this application. The project is located within the North Coastal Planning Area, which is a study area. It is noted that an on-site system is proposed to serve this project. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required. The proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County expects to provide sewer service in the immediate future, and a concept plan is not required for this application. And that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have done. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Good evening, sir. If you give us your name and address, you may have the floor.
My name is Donald Jefferson. I reside at 12717 Reynolds Road, which is property in question for the conditional use.
All right, sir. Well, you heard what our director had to say about your application. You have anything you'd like to add?
Pretty much, I think he said it all. Just reside at the property. It's off a beaten path. It's out away from other properties. The building will be enclosed by a wooded area, be out of sight. Quiet operation.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We're going to start with Mr. Burton.
All right, I just have a couple.
How big will this shop be?
Looking to do a maximum of a 60 by 80.
How many bays?
I don't know. 3 bays.
And what about parking? Is the parking that's on this plan, is that?
Yes.
What type of repair are you looking to do? Will it be farm equipment and farm
equipment
related?
And trucks, yes.
Over the road trucks with trailers, or all related to the agricultural business?
Well, yeah.
Is there a place for a dumpster or anything like that? Or you gonna,
yes.
That will be in the plan.
Yes.
Okay. What about a sign?
No signage.
No sign. The number of employees.
Right now, presently, employ one person.
Other than yourself.
Other than myself.
Will you be doing any painting? Any
no.
Truck painting or anything like that? That's about all I got.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Jefferson, do you currently reside in the existing dwelling? That's shown on this site plan?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And could you clarify for me a little bit more about the types of repairs that you would be doing?
Anything from brake jobs to engine repairs.
But by farm equipment, what kind of farm equipment are you referencing?
Tractors, combines.
Okay, so tractor combines, and then I heard you mention over-the-road tractors?
Yes.
Like the tractor trailer type that we?
Yes.
Okay. How about auto repair?
I do heavy equipment. I don't do much auto repair.
Okay. And how would you propose storing used parts or blown engines or stuff like that? What would you be doing with those parts?
I say it goes to the salvage yard too.
So am I hearing you say you're not planning to store any of that on your property?
No.
So you 5 years from now, I'm going to come back and find the woods full of tractor tires and all that good stuff.
Can happen.
No doubt.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Gordy.
So you're saying you give priority to the farmer, right?
Excuse me?
You'll give priority to a farmer?
Yes.
As far
as
work? I mean,
yes, I do.
A citizen comes in and wants his truck done, when you get a farmer over here and needs something done, you'll do him first?
It's his time of year, yes. Yeah.
And why do you think there's a need for this service?
There, in the area, there is a need for it. There's not a lot of people doing what I do. I've been three different fields today keeping water running.
Okay.
So.
And Mr. Wheeler, get a kick out of this. Do you do any welding?
Very little.
Okay, thank you.
that's an old joke.
That's an old joke.
Mr. Smith,
no questions.
I am not a welder, but my predecessor was. No questions. Mr. Lank?
What do you anticipate your hours would be?
8 to 5.
I did too.
Unless it's an emergency situation.
6 days a week, no Sundays?
That's all right.
Exactly.
It's okay.
Just because you referenced combines, I'm assuming you're going to have to do some work outside.
Yes.
There will not be all enclosed within the building.
I plan on putting the door big enough that I can get it that size piece of equipment inside.
You're going to be able to get a combine inside?
Yes.
So you're going to not do any work outside?
I have no plans of doing work outside. Worked outside long enough.
Now you said 8 to 5, and that's unless there's an emergency, which you'd be on call for a local farmer, and you're going to go fix it, or he's going to bring it to you.
Either way, right.
Well, I could own a farm next door, and I could have an automobile that might need a little work. Would you work on it for me?
Well, if as long, you know, depending.
You said you weren't going to do auto repair. That's why I asked that question.
I said I'll do very little auto repair.
Okay. And so if the minutes show that you do some auto and truck repair, that would cover it, right?
Yes.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Couts.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Robertson?
Just describe for me a little bit more about what kind of properties are around there. Are they all mostly farms?
Basically, surrounding me on three sides, it's all agricultural ground, farm ground, and on the, I think it will be the south end, would be another, a neighbor that lives in the woods on the total opposite end of the property.
And there's no problem with this easement that gets access to your property for it being used for a business?
It's family owned.
Okay, all right. That's all the questions I had.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I have another question.
Yes, sir.
I heard you stated earlier that you do have an employee and that you are, sounds like you're currently doing some repair work. Where's that being done now?
I currently am leasing a building.
Somewhere else than on your property?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Lank, you asked a question about the hours, and I'm afraid I didn't hear near what the gentleman said. Was it 6 days a week?
Yeah, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 6 days a week, except for emergencies.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask if there was an exception for emergencies, because farmers frequently have to work when it's fitting, and if they have to work on Sunday, if they break down on Sunday, they kind of like get fixed on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, but only for emergencies.
I try not to work on Sundays.
Okay, all right then. Well, we thank you, sir. If you would take a seat for a second, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1695 Donald and Kimberly Jefferson? In favor, yes, ma'am. Step right up. If you would give us your name and address, please, and you may have the floor.
Okay, thank you. My name is Gail Dickerson, and I reside at 12695 Reynolds Road, Milton, Delaware. and the applicant, Donald Jefferson, is my son. In the proximity of the 4.79 acres, which is under consideration for conditional use, I own, I think, four parcels that are recorded under the name of Patricia Gail Jefferson, also known as Patricia Gail Dickerson. The 26 acres that I own is surrounding two sides of the property that is being considered. That property was originally a part of a approximately 35 acre parcel. And I came before the commission to have the access road put in as a private road, as well as the back wood parcel subdivided for my son. And I am in favor of his conditional use request, and that's why I'm here tonight. As I said, it was part of a property that has been a family farm going back for about three or four generations, of which he is the most current one. And his home is about 950 foot off of Reynolds Road. And that is a permanent easement that was part of the planning and zoning process when it was subdivided. It is in a wooded area, the entire 4.79 acres. His home is in the central portion. The northern portion is where I think it shows on your site plan that he would locate the building. Completely enclosed by woods other than when the house, where the house currently sits. This time of year, you could not even see where the building is going to be. And in wintertime, it would be minimal. All the properties accessing off Reynolds Road are either owned by myself, my son, or my husband and myself. George Dickerson is jointly owned properties, and we fully support him. He's been in business. He's been a mechanic since he was 14 years old. He's come a long way, and most of the farmers in the area totally support him and know that he's there and readily available for him, whether it be a truck loading grain or another piece of equipment that is in need of repair. And I think it is necessary that he has an off-site available if he needs to do this type of repair. And I respectfully request your consideration and approval of it. And if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
All right, ma'am. We thank you. I don't think anyone has any questions, but we appreciate your being with us this evening. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1695? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use 1697 Dansk LLC.
An application to consider the conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a water park and miniature golf course to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.35 acres more or less, lying north of Route 54, west of Virginia Avenue, and approximately 350 feet west